cold weather, gray skies, and rain did not deter supporters of immigration reform on Thursday. They held their annual march in Milwaukee. As usual, the event began on the near south side. However, this year, the marchers did not head to a downtown park, but rather to the county courthouse. WUWM's Latoya Dennis was there.
Organizers prominently displayed a large sign on the steps of the courthouse, calling on President Obama to stop deportations of nonviolent offenders. County Supervisor Peggy Romo West addressed the crowd.
If you are not a felon, if you have not committed a violent offense, if you are not a threat to society, then you should not be incarcerated. You should not be headed back to the country of your origin.
Romo West says the resources the U.S. spends detaining illegal immigrants could be put to better use. The immigration rights group Voces de la Frontera organized Thursday's May Day event, as it has for the last 8 years. Executive Director Christine Newman-Ortiz says she has seen change for the good.
Well, in 2006, Congressman Sensenbrenner introduced a bill that was ready to be moved quickly through the Senate. It had passed the House and President Bush was ready to sign it, that would have turned every undocumented person from a civil infraction to an aggravated felony. And so that includes children. Anyone who's undocumented would be categorized in the same category as someone who's a trafficker, an arms dealer.
Ultimately, that piece of legislation did not become law. But Newman-Ortiz says immigrants who don't have the right documents are still being treated as criminals and channeled into county jails here and across the country.
We can no longer ignore the fact that we have a really cruel system of deportations right now that is grown to 2 million under the Obama administration, that is criminalizing hardworking immigrants and separating families.
Maria Veloz is a 19-year-old senior at Audubon High School. She says she's been taking part in May Day marches since she was 13. Veloz says she is one of many immigrants brought here illegally as children that President Obama is allowing to stay.
What he did for us, it was a good because for me, I was struggling to get a work. And now with the permission, wherever I work, they always ask for my security number, and now I'm really prepared.
But Veloz says she wants more.
And now I want that for my family, for my dad and my mom, to work legally in here.
While hundreds of people attended Thursday's rally, the crowd was a far cry from the thousands who took part in years past. But Voces Christine Newman-Ortiz says that does not mean the immigration rights movement has lost momentum.
That energy has gotten translated into like building youth chapters. It's been built that are very, very multiracial. It's gone into organizing the Latino vote, which now in Wisconsin is considered critical to determine national elections. It's gone into continuing to build a base of activists that are organizing in their workplace, in their schools, in their communities.
Ortiz says at some point, the federal government has to act. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.